You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 21, Seasons in the Sun. Recording this on a Tuesday, as it's been a very busy holiday weekend here. So I still took a moment on yesterday, Memorial Day, to remember those who have served this country. Would love to see the day when war is not a part of our present. The start of my favorite season is pretty much now, from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's fun in the sun that I look forward to. And here in Utah, it's like a light switch. Days before Memorial Day, it's windy and rainy. And then Monday comes along, it's nice and warm. And it's like that pretty much till Labor Day, with, you know, a few weird days here and there. So the bonus is finding friends with swimming pools that I can lounge next to with a nice, cold adult beverage. And with that, let's start the news. Oregon and Pennsylvania are the next states to legalize marriage equality. This last week, we added these two more states to those that made same-sex marriage legal here in the United States. If I believe, we're up to 19. A couple episodes, I mentioned Arkansas was 18. I think that there's a stay in that state. So right now, Oregon and Pennsylvania, federal judges in both states struck down bans on gay marriage as being unconstitutional. And the bans were designed to harm and restrict a group of people for no reason at all. That seems to be the popular judicial decision that comes down from these federal judges, that there is no reason at all. You know, well, some people think that there's reasons, you know, whether it's Bible related or whether it's religious based, or whether they, you know, just feel that it's wrong for society. They're wrong. I'm sorry. I'm going to be pretty bold right there. So it seems like this is not going to stop as more states realize that marriage equality is evident. Of course, you know, like I said, there's those who are going to fight with it with all their might, money, power, time, you know, just to, you know, using that stupid argument, the will of the people. You know, I've gone off on that in previous episodes. You know, someday we'll look back at all this and wonder, why did it take so long to be legal in this country? Civil rights are not to be put to the vote of the people, because just about every single time they are, the people will vote to restrict or remove a right from those that they feel are a threat or not wanted in their society. Damn these mindless fools that are not on the history of equality. Equality will happen, and all these people are doing is just wasting time, wasting money, wasting energy, wasting our lawmakers' time trying to fight a cause that eventually is going to be legal. So congratulations to Oregon and Pennsylvania. University of California Santa Barbara shooter kills six and himself. Elliot Rogers did a drive-by as class was letting out and opened fire with his gun, taking down six students. Eventually, he crashed his car and took himself out, which is kind of how most of these deranged, you know, mentally disturbed freaks usually go. So, you know, there's many more that were injured, taken to hospitals. I'm just so fucking sick of this, you know. He had a mantra that was outlined in a YouTube video and some 140-page document that they found that talked about all sorts of different things, that, you know, he was disturbed and, you know, girls didn't treat him right and he was outcast. And, I mean, it seems like, you know, a very common, reasons, you know. Not that they're valid reasons, but, I mean, you hear this quite a bit. His parents, who are in Hollywood. I guess his dad's a director. I read the article and didn't catch his dad's name offhand, but they tried to warn authorities. You know, the police interviewed him, found him to be nice and pleasant. Of course he was. You know, he's not going to let cops think that he's a crazed, loony, deranged freak, you know, that he's up to something, because then he can't go out and perform his killings, you know. So, you know, these random but planned shootings need to stop. Lawmakers and gun lobby have found ways over the years to brush these stories under the rug. You know, they're negative stories. They don't want negative talk about guns. You know, since Sandy Hook, we've had numerous more deaths and shootings, you know, schools and malls and all sorts of different places, you know, and you would think that those on the pro-gun side would want to find a better or more professional way to defuse these deaths, defuse these shootings. You know, at least offer a bit of sympathy, you know. But no, not even a peep out of them. They get so silent. You don't hear anything at all out of anybody. And it just irritates me to no end. It's like they're defending these guns, you know, and but yet really just, you know, barely some of them will go, I'm sorry that people lost their kids. No, you're not, you know. You know, I understand you probably want them for protection. I really do. But I just don't get why you wouldn't want to have more sane ways of making these things work. You know, maybe more restrictions. You know, I know you don't like restrictions. I know, but these have to stop. You know, there are responsible gun owners out there, but these tragedies need to be addressed with some solid options and steps that reduce the deaths from gun related injuries. Median pay for CEOs reaches past $10 million in 2013. So this story bothers me on many levels, and I'll go more into, you know, why I don't agree with this. But even over the years, you know, even some boards of companies have limited these type of compensations to CEOs. I mean, $10 million a year, $10.5 million is the average now, or the median, you know, CEO pay. So these increases over the years have just been insane. I mean, God, you know, okay, don't get me started on these issues, you know, with CEOs, their paychecks, how much the money they get, the golden parachutes they get, both in cash and stocks. Company does poorly, they still make out like bandits, you know. Most CEOs don't help companies. They make these decisions. You know, they're pretty much there to get the cash. And, you know, if something happens to the company, oh, well, who cares? You know, company doesn't do well. Oh, well, you know, I'm out of here. Let's have a merger. You know, the company's not doing well. Let's have a merger. Let's find someone to buy us. I'll take a lot of this money as a fee, or, you know, as what I did to orchestrate this merger. And, you know, then see ya. Goodbye. You know, I guess maybe I should have saved this for my rant this week. I have a different rant. So, you know, so in this article, they mentioned that a CEO makes 257 times more than the average salary of a regular worker. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be bold. This is just wrong. You look at companies that are doing poorly, and you go through the research and you find out how much that CEO has been making for the last, you know, 5 years that the company's been on a downward trend and doing worse. But yet the CEO's money went up, his salary went up, you know. It's just, you know, I'm not against, you know, if a leader of a company makes proper decisions and the company does insanely well, then of course reward that CEO. But, you know, most of them, if you really look at the performance of most of these CEOs out there, you know, most have done so bad and poor. You know, I'm not nitpicking on them. You know, it's not like, you know, poor little me is like, oh, these CEOs are making millions of dollars. No, you know, if I went in, you know, it's no different than, you know, you have a regular job, and if you do poorly, you get fired, you know, these CEOs, you know. But, you know, when you get fired, you know, they're not going to give you, you know, $4 million to hit the road. No, you're lucky you'll get, you know, whatever vacation benefits that you got and leave. You know, CEOs get what I referred to earlier as a golden parachute, you know. You know, on top of their regular salary, plus, you know, all, you know, I'm losing my nerve here. So, anyway, so I don't want to see more government restrictions. You know, I agree that we do have too much government in our lives, but, you know, something has to be done to reduce what these CEOs make, and, you know, in relation to the poor performance that they, you know, and how they run companies. So maybe someday But for now, it appears to be even climbing higher. This week's rant, mowing the lawn. All right, so I've been mowing lawn since I was, I don't know, 12, I guess, you know, 12 or 13, maybe even sooner. But, you know, my neighbor, you know, lived next door to us and, you know, it'd pay me $5 a week. I had my own mower and I used my own gas, or my mom would buy the gas, or I guess my mom owned the mower, if you will. And for $5 a week, I'd mow the grass and, you know, okay, you know. So over the years, you know, I've been in homes with, you know, larger yards and, including the last 13 years, I've been with my wife in the home we have here. And we have a decent-sized yard. So, you know, you would think that I would get used to it. Not a chance. It's a laborious task that I find not just a necessary one, but, you know, it's just, gosh, you know, every week I don't know why I dread it so much. You know, some people are green thumbs, or some people like taking care of the yards. And, you know, I admit, you know, I mean, I find ways to make it better, you know, like, you know, I mow a certain pattern, so I create what are called vacuum lines, you know, so, you know, it makes it nice, and I kind of, okay, you know, it's good, but, you know, the grass, the dirt, the dust, getting all the grass clippings into the bag without spilling them everywhere and having to use the mower to suck it all back up again, you know, I hate bitching about it, but, okay, what I've come up with is a couple, so that I don't get too much bitching and, you know, from having to mow the lawn. You know, I make myself a couple good alcoholic drinks, and I put on my iPod and have my music cranked. You know, Killswitch Engage, Marilyn Manson, Metallica are some easy favorites that keep me pushing to push the lawnmower, although it is self-propelled, which helps. So, you know, it takes me about under an hour to finish. And, you know, it's a necessary evil. As much as I love summer, it's the necessary evil every summer. So, you know, I look forward to the days of having a smaller yard or paying someone else to mow it for me. This week's shameless plug, 11 years on my current job. That happened on May 19th. So the last episode, I used my shameless plug to celebrate 11 years of being smoke-free. So there's a connection here. I quit smoking the Friday before I started the job I'm at now, which means that I've never once taken a smoke break at my current job. You know, I'm going on, you know, 29 years as a network admin. Started back in the mid-80s with NetWare, and now I work on Cisco UCS and VMware vCenter and Exchange Server as well. So those of you that follow me on Twitter, yes, I have been interviewing, and I really hope not to celebrate 12 years at my current job. You know? Sorry, but hey, I need to move on. This podcast has reached adulthood. Let me see your ID, please. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.